Tesla, Comprehensive Stock Analysis Transcript. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into one of the most polarizing and innovative companies in the world, Tesla Inc., TSLA. If you're looking to understand whether Tesla is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, you've come to the right place. This is a comprehensive stock analysis where we'll break down everything from financials to future growth prospects. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. Tesla is a name that needs no introduction for most investors. Led by the visionary and sometimes controversial Elon Musk, Tesla has redefined what it means to be an automaker. But it's not just about electric vehicles anymore. Tesla is pushing boundaries in energy storage, solar power, and even autonomous driving technology. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of this $1.36 trillion market cap giant and see if it's still the growth story many believe it to be, or if there are cracks starting to show. Stick with me as we dive into the numbers, the strategy, and the risks. And hey, if you're new here, don't forget to subscribe for more in-depth analyses like this one. Let's start with a quick refresher on Tesla's background. Founded in 2003 and headquartered in Austin, Texas, Tesla Inc. designs, manufactures, and sells electric vehicles, EVs, energy generation, and storage systems. Their product lineup includes iconic models like the Model S, Model 3, Model X, and Model Y, alongside energy solutions like Powerwall and solar roofs. Tesla operates globally, with significant manufacturing facilities like the Shanghai Gigafactory, and employs over 125,000 people worldwide. Under Elon Musk's leadership, the company has become synonymous with innovation, but also with volatility, both in its stock price and its strategic moves. Their mission? To accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. But can they keep up the pace in an increasingly competitive landscape? Let's find out. Now let's talk revenue. Tesla's top line has been nothing short of impressive over the past few years. In 2024, the company reported total revenue of $97.69 billion, a slight increase from $96.77 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, automotive revenues dominated at $77.7 billion, which is the core of their business. Energy generation and storage brought in $10.9 billion, showing solid growth as Tesla expands into solar and battery solutions. Services and other segments contributed $10.53 billion, which includes things like repairs and supercharger network revenue. Geographically, the United States remains their largest market at $47.73 billion, followed by China at $20.94 billion, a critical region for Tesla given the size of the EV market there, and other countries at $29.2 billion. What stands out here is Tesla's ability to maintain growth in China despite fierce local competition from players like BYD. However, with overall revenue growth slowing compared to prior years, are we seeing signs of saturation in the EV market? That's something we'll keep an eye on as we move forward. Moving on to earnings, Tesla's profitability has been a roller coaster over the years, but they've largely figured out how to turn innovation into income. In 2024, Tesla reported a net income of $7.13 billion, down from a whopping $14.99 billion in 2023, which was boosted by one-time gains and higher margins. Earnings per share, EPS for 2024, came in at $2.23, compared to $4.73 in 2023, a significant drop that reflects tighter margins and increased operating costs. Looking back, Tesla has come a long way from losses in 2019 and earlier to consistent profitability since 2020. But this recent dip in net income raises questions about whether rising competition and production costs are starting to weigh on their bottom line. Management has hinted at investments in AI and robotaxi technology as key drivers for future growth, but can they deliver without sacrificing short-term profitability? Let's dig deeper into the financials. Unfortunately, I don't have the latest earnings call transcript summary for Tesla's most recent quarter to share specific management commentary or Q&A insights. However, based on recent news and prior calls, it's clear that Elon Musk remains laser-focused on autonomous driving and expanding Tesla's energy business. Recent reports also highlight hiring ramps for solar energy initiatives, signaling a push to become a major player in renewable energy components. Musk's vision often extends beyond just cars, with bold predictions like a $10 trillion market cap if Tesla sells 1 billion robots. While that's speculative, it shows the long-term thinking at play. I'll keep an eye out for the next earnings call transcript to bring you more direct insights from the top brass. For now, let's move to the broader financial picture. Let's dive into Tesla's financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, Tesla reported total assets of $137.81 billion, up from $122.07 billion in 2024, showing continued investment in growth. Cash and cash equivalents stood at $16.51 billion, providing a solid liquidity cushion. Total liabilities were $54.94 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.10, a very manageable level compared to industry peers. Shareholders' equity grew to $82.14 billion, reflecting strong retained earnings of $39 billion. This balance sheet screams stability, but it also shows heavy capital expenditure as Tesla scales up production and R&D. On the income statement side, gross profit margin for 2024 was 17.9%, down slightly from prior years, indicating pressure from costs or pricing competition. Net profit margin dropped to 7.3% in 2024 from 15.5% in 2023, which ties back to that big dip in net income. Return on equity, ROE, for the trailing 12 months is 4.8%, which is decent but not spectacular for a growth stock. Finally, looking at cash flow, Tesla generated $14.92 billion in operating cash flow in 2024, but spent heavily with $11.34 billion in capital expenditures. Free cash flow came in at $3.58 billion, down from $4.36 billion in 2023. This tells me Tesla is still in heavy investment mode. Think new factories, AI tech, and energy projects, which could limit short-term returns but set the stage for long-term gains. The question is, how long can investors wait for those big bets to pay off? Now let's talk valuation. Tesla's stock is currently trading at $411.11 per share, giving it a market cap of $1.37 trillion. With a trailing PE ratio of 366.54, Tesla is priced at a massive premium compared to the industry average of 49.40 for auto manufacturers. The forward PE for 2025 is around 240.73, still sky high, though it drops to 200.61 for 2026 based on analyst estimates. Price to sales ratio is 15.1 down, again showing investors are paying a lot for each dollar of revenue. Enterprise value stands at $1.42 trillion, factoring in debt and cash. Comparing this to historical data, Tesla's valuation has always been lofty, driven by growth expectations rather than current earnings. But with EPS growth slowing and margins compressing, I'm wondering if this premium is still justified. Analysts are optimistic about robotaxi revenue potentially hitting $250 billion by 2035, but that's a long way off, and execution risks are high. For now, Tesla looks overvalued on traditional metrics, but its innovation pipeline keeps the bulls hopeful. What do you think? Is Tesla worth the hype at this price? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Let's break down Tesla through a SWOT analysis to understand its strategic position. Innovation leader, Tesla remains the gold standard for EVs and battery tech, with a first-mover advantage that's hard to replicate. Brand power. Their brand is synonymous with sustainability and cutting-edge tech, driving customer loyalty. Vertical integration. From manufacturing to software, Tesla controls much of its supply chain, which helps with margins when executed well. Global footprint. Strong presence in key markets like the US and China, with gigafactories boosting production capacity. High valuation risk. That sky-high PE ratio means any misstep could tank the stock. Margin pressure. Rising costs and competition are squeezing profitability, as seen in recent earnings. Production challenges. Scaling up new products like the Cybertruck or energy solutions often comes with delays and cost overruns. Energy expansion. Recent news about hiring for solar energy initiatives shows Tesla could dominate in renewable energy components. Autonomous driving. Robotaxi and full self-driving tech could be game changers if regulatory hurdles are cleared. Emerging markets, expanding further into India and other high-growth regions, could fuel future sales. Competition, BYD, Rivian, and traditional automakers are catching up fast in the EV space. Regulatory risks. Changes in EV subsidies or autonomous driving laws could disrupt plans. Economic sensitivity and consumer spending could hit demand for premium-priced EVs. Tesla's strengths are undeniable, but the threats and weaknesses suggest they need to execute flawlessly to maintain their edge. What's your take on their biggest risk? Let me know below. Let's take a look at Tesla's recent stock performance. Over the past week, it's down 3.37%, reflecting some broader tech sector weakness. Over the past month, it's down 5.07%, and over 3 months, a decline of 7.3%. However, zooming out, the stock has gained 28.47% in the last 6 months and 9.80% over the past year. Over 5 years, Tesla is up an impressive 42.80%, though that's off its pandemic-era peaks, compared to the consumer cyclical sector, which is up 3.11% over the past year. Tesla has underperformed slightly in the short term, but remains a standout over the longer horizon. Recent news of a 3.5% rally on a single day suggests some recovery momentum, but volatility is still a hallmark of this stock. Looking at the chart, we're seeing resistance around $420 and support near $380. A break below support could signal more downside, especially if broader market concerns persist. For short-term traders, I'd watch these levels closely. There could be a quick move either way, depending on upcoming news or earnings. Now, let's get into intrinsic value analysis to see if Tesla's current price makes sense for long-term investors. I've run a discounted cash flow DCF model based on projected free cash flows over the next 10 years, factoring in a growth rate of 15% for the first 5 years, reflecting optimism around robotaxis and energy, tapering to 5% thereafter. I've used a discount rate of 10% to account for Tesla's risk profile and market volatility. I've also considered terminal value using a conservative multiple of 20x free cash flow at year 10. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of approximately $350 per share, below the current market price of $411.11. This indicates Tesla may be overvalued by about 17% based on my assumptions. However, if Tesla hits aggressive growth targets, say in robotaxi adoption or energy storage, this could easily justify a higher valuation closer to $500 or more. On the flip side, if growth slows or competition intensifies, the intrinsic value could drop to $300 or lower. This is a wide range, reflecting the uncertainty around Tesla's future. For conservative investors, waiting for a pullback might make sense, while growth-focused investors might still see upside at current levels. What's your target price for Tesla? Let me know in the comments. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. Tesla remains a fascinating story of innovation, ambition, and risk. On one hand, their leadership in EVs, expanding energy business, and potential in autonomous driving make them a compelling long-term play. On the other hand, slowing revenue growth, margin compression, and a lofty valuation give me pause. Personally, I think Tesla is a hold at current levels. There's upside if they execute on big bets like robotaxis, but downside risk if competition or macroeconomic headwinds intensify. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you see Tesla as a $1,000 stock in a few years, or are you worried about the cracks showing? Drop a comment below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.